Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Luke Wilhelm, sports editor here at the Sentinel at NIC. Welcome to Cardinal Catch, the all-new sports podcast. I'm excited to work with everyone here to bring you the best sports coverage possible. Make sure you go and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you, and go Cards. All right, I'm here with Coach Dan Hogan, the women's soccer coach. He's entering his 16th year as the head coach. How you doing, Coach?
Doing well, thank you.
So you guys just made a road trip to Washington for some friendlies. How'd that go?
Yeah, we traveled over to, Tukwila, but South Seattle, and played in Starfire against some other NWAC teams. Teams that last year finished at the same level in their region as we did. It was pretty good in terms of how we played. The results were not what we wanted, though. We played Clackamas in our first game on Thursday. Outshot them pretty significant, controlled the ball game, but couldn't find a way to put the ball in the back of the net. And so ended up tied 0-0.
Okay.
And then the second game was on Friday against Skagit Valley. Skagit Valley's got a really good forward, and we were still trying to get organized and back, and they played a long ball through, and she's really fast and got on the end of it and beat our goalkeeper for the one goal, and the rest of the game was even. But our play, you know, where we're at playing-wise for the season was pretty good. I've got a few girls that are kind of banged up with muscle strains and ankles and things like that, so we're a little behind of where I would expect to be. But, you know, hopefully by the time we start league play the 7th of September, that we will be healthy.
So last year you guys made the playoffs with a plus 500 record.
Right. Yeah.
Where do you see the team this year standing as opposed to that team? What focuses do you need to make sure this team makes the playoffs as well?
So our goal is to win the East region. And the way the NWAC works is you have to be one of the top three place winners in your region to make the playoffs. And last year we were third. But, you know, we've got in some good players, had a pretty good year recruiting, and the core of returning players is really strong. And so, you know, I expect us to have a good chance to pull off that goal and win our region and look to move forward to the Final Four.
All right. What players do you think are going to help you the most to get there? Who should NIC students and fans attending the game keep their eye on
right.
this season?
So definitely keep your eye on Zoe Lee. She's a very fast forward from the Idaho Falls area, returning forward. And, you know, she's an exciting player to watch just because of her pace. Next one is Ellery Ferris, a sophomore midfielder from Ellensburg. And Ellery's, you know, a quiet and unassuming person off the field, and she gets that way on the field, and that's what we're trying to get her to be a little bit more aggressive this year. But she's got very good skill and sees the field well and is a great playmaker. Newcomers to watch, girl from Utah, Maya Lewis. All 5'1" of her, but she just goes, and she's really good with the ball and just moving the whole time. And I think she'll definitely be a really exciting player to watch. And then our number one goalkeeper right now, Keisha Bailey, a transfer from Grand Canyon University, but grew up in Lewiston and played there first. She's a super good athlete, and she's going to make some great saves to keep us in games.
All right, excellent. Yeah, we all look forward to heading out to the field to watch you guys this year. Good luck on your season. We'll catch back up with you towards the end of the year to get a recap of how things are going, maybe going into the playoffs and stuff. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Luke.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. All right, I'm here with Kelsey Stanley, the head coach of the women's volleyball team, the 2017 East Region Coach of the Year. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you guys just got back from Oregon, the NWAC crossover preseason thing. You guys all rested up after that, 6 games?
Yeah, we are. We got to get used to a lot of games because that's what we're going to see at the NWAC championships. So,
how does a tourney like that prep you for the rest, getting into the mold of the season?
I don't even know so much. As far as endurance-wise, we played 2 out of 3 games, which, usually play 3 out of 5. So for volleyball, that's not a lot of games. So as far as endurance, I don't see a lot of that. But it's fun to go there and see all those teams that you're going to see at the NY Championships. Yeah. See what they have. See who they recruited in. Who's going to be a tough team to beat. I guess for me, that's more what I'm looking for. Obviously, these teams coming in, they're going to be complete different when we see them at the NY Championships. Because... Mm-hmm. Some might get better, some might stay the same, and some might get worse. But yeah, it was just good to see all the teams there.
Okay. So you guys were one of the best in the conference last year. How do you replicate that success going into this season?
I'm hoping to see the same success. But I honestly think this year is going to be a slow progression. As far as a team playing together as a team, bringing grit and energy to the court, we have a lot to work on. It seemed like last year we started off strong and, you know, we went strong all through season till the end. This year we have a lot of new girls that are trying to, you know, understand their role and understand the tempo of the game. And it's going to take us a while to get to where I think we can be, but like I keep telling the girls, if we keep plugging away at it and, you know, have a positive attitude, then we're going to get there. But they gotta show up every day at practice and be willing to work.
That's that roster turnover.
Yes, right. Totally. That's JUCO.
Yep. So player wise, you have Kayla Newman, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's the East Region Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. Coming back. What other players do you expect to fit in the mold, either new ones or ones from last year that people can keep an eye on?
You know, I'm going to be honest when I say we have a lot. I don't expect 3 girls to carry the team this year. I expect every single one of them, and that includes even the girls on the bench. They are a huge part of our team as far as practice, you know, bringing the energy, bringing the competition for that starting side. But a couple of girls or a handful of girls that come to mind, Haley Etter, she was also a freshman last year for us. She'll be another sophomore. It's nice to have them come in with the experience of last year, you know, the understanding of what it takes to get to the championship. So she's going to be a good one for us. And we have Chelsea Taylor, who redshirted last year. She actually played at a 4-year before she came here. So she's already been at that higher level. She came from an outstanding club volleyball program that has played against, you know, these girls that have gone to Stanford and Penn State. I mean, they went on and played at a high level, and she's played against those and with those girls, so she knows what it takes. Haley Templeton, who is our setter, she actually stepped it up already the first couple of weeks as far as a leader, bringing that leadership. As far as freshman Chloe Knudsen, she's a girl from Coeur d'Alene here. She's just tiny but plays so big and really competitive, and girls enjoy playing with her. And then we have a couple others that are slowly starting to understand their role and starting to get after it. So it'll be fun. You know, I honestly think what we have right now may not be who we will be playing at the end, because each girl is starting to outplay one another, and it's interesting.
That's how you get better, though. Competitiveness.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. We look forward to watching you guys, and we hope NIC students come and support the team.
Yes, please
and
do.
And we'll talk to you at the end of the season and see how it all went.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. NIC's men's, women's soccer teams, and volleyball team will be having their home openers this week. The women's and men's soccer teams will host Treasure Valley Community College on Friday the 7th, and then on Saturday the 8th, they will host Blue Mountain Community College. Next weekend, they will play Wenatchee Valley College on Saturday the 15th. The volleyball team will open up on Tuesday the 11th at Christensen Gymnasium. They will be hosting Walla Walla Community College. Once again, make sure you go and subscribe to Cardinal Catch. This is Luke Wilhelm, your host, signing off, and we will catch you next time.